I'm camping out in my back garden due to the lack of electricity in the house at the moment. My mains has been turned off while a new isolator box with all the cables and gubbins and switches and safety precautions you need nowadays is installed by a friendly local electrician. In my back garden, I'm looking out upon the largest jigsaw piece I've ever seen. It is going to be, when assembled, my garden office. And I settled with a company called Dunster House out of all of the possible log cabin stroke shed stroke garden office companies out there. And I'm just calming down after a morning of extreme stress brought about by lack of communication, I believe, on behalf of Dunster House and really shoddy customer service. I think they've part rectified it, but obviously very, very reluctantly. While I sit here, I've got 3G Wi-Fi and I'll be working on my iPad and sipping coffee from a flask. I'm watching a bunch of guys delivering the parts, a bunch of installers who told me earlier on that it's not unusual to come across hiccups because the people in the sales department at Dunster House have very little idea of what actually goes on when it actually comes to an installation. Now, I prepared a base which had an existing shed on, and I knew there was a slight, not necessarily unevenness, but it wasn't totally level, if that makes sense. There's two sections, one section ever so slightly slanted. And when I mentioned this to one of the four, I actually mentioned it to possibly two or three of the four salespeople that I had to deal with. Not one salesperson taking me through the whole process, but at least three. I said, look, you know, what's the situation if it's a little bit uneven? Oh, you can buy these feet. I don't want to buy these feet. They look quite expensive. Then we can shim it. You saw we can shim it. Yeah. What I'd really be happy with, as I'm spending thousands of pounds, would be for you to send somebody out. Send somebody out who can look at the site and just say yay or nay what's needed. Because otherwise, I'm just going to tick that box saying everything's okay. If you assure me it can be shimmed. Yep, it can be shimmed. No problem at all. Obviously, the person telling me this had no idea whatsoever, because this morning I was told there's a 7 centimetre difference in height from one side of the plot to the other, which is difficult to tell if you don't have a 6 foot plus. Oh, that sounds like someone trimming the other side of my hedge, which would be nice because it's 20 foot high. You need a 6 foot plus spirit level to have been able to pick this up, even though you could kind of see a little bit with your eye. Obviously, 7 centimetres is a lot over a 6 metre space. So you can't shim it, apparently. Once the truck pulled up with all the bits on the back, they said, we can't deliver this. We can't install it. And I'm like, this is the only time you can, so you will, please. You know, let's find a way around this. You're carpenters, aren't you? No, we're installers. Okay, so you're not actually carpenters, but you know how to bolt together a prefab garden office. So I contact the company, and I got a guy who basically just said to me, it's my fault. And I'm like, what about all the information I was given? Well, you signed that form. If you read the terms and conditions, you know the small print at the very bottom. Yeah, it says this, that and the other in legalese, and I'm like, okay, so I've signed something to say that I guarantee that you can install this. What am I, a professional installer or a customer who is spending an awful lot of money, an incredible amount of money, on a building which you should at least, common sense states, do a site visit? You're just down the road, you're less than 15 minutes away. Pop by, yep, job done, everybody's going to be happy. I phoned and they phoned me back, and I phoned back and we phoned me back. And if I was running Dunster House, I would have said, sounds like there's been a bit of a communications problem. Because this kind of thing happens all the time. If you speak to the workmen, they say this happens all the time. They said, what really needs to happen is one or two of the salespeople need to spend a couple of weeks with them out on site so that they can see exactly the process of installing. And then they wouldn't be giving false promises. That was from one of the installers. He says, it's like Chinese whispers at our place, you know, there's just no communication between the installers and the salespeople. And I found this out the other day when I tried to speak to somebody who could tell me when was the best day to get an electrician over, even though most of the garden office is going to be off grid. I want the backup of a mains point going into the shed stroke office. When would be the best day to get the electrician there on a 4-day install? And nobody could tell me. We don't speak to them. They're out on the road. Well, I should have kind of got a feeling straight away. So what have I had to do? So they wanted to charge me £1,500 for some feet, which obviously will level the base. And I refused. I said, come on, there's got to be some kind of flexibility. I've absolutely outstretched my budget. I know people that live in dwellings that cost less than £1,500, and you want me to pay that for some feet. So I've pretty much got 50% off, but not through flexibility, through them removing the insulation from these feet, because I already have insulation on the build that I'd ordered. So I'm effectively going to be paying 700, 800 quid for some adjustable bits of metal. I feel like a bit of a mug, but today and this week has been booked off for a long time. It's pretty important I get this done. And it has to be done. So I've just got to bite the bullet. But I cannot begin to tell you how bad the bitter taste is in my mouth from my experiences so far with Dunster House. Let's see what happens when the actual garden office goes up. Let's see what happens. And I'll be assisting as much as I can in what it finally looks like. And what kind of... I don't suppose there'll be any after-sales communication. They'll just say, thanks for the money, goodbye. So, word of warning. Doesn't matter how many people have written in to the website and said, these are brilliant. It's all down to the salesperson you get and the ultimate, you know, the customer service you are finally going to achieve. So I'm waiting for these feet to be delivered so that things can kick off. It's a lot of money, you know. Think about these kind of investments and read the small print, the small tiny print, and all the information through and through and through. Right, it's like self-therapizing, isn't it? Little bit of a rant there, apologise. I'm going to sup more coffee and carry on working from the garden.